This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And welcome back in. Hour number two. I want to thank Paul and David, the retired biologists, for their excellent presentations on their opinion on the decline and demise of ducks and what some of the remedies might be to help restore. And I think one of the big things would be a philosophical change in the minds of hunters, where it doesn't become how many. It's more about experiencing the pleasure of getting out there, early morning sunrise, ducks starting to fly. There's nothing else like it, I think, in the outdoors. And that magic moment when the sun starts popping up on the horizon and the waterfowl start filing in and you hear the whistling wings. Well, it just gets me going. Anyway, we're going to talk some fishing for the rest of this hour, a little bit of hunting. Let's bring in Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, that rumor that was circulating around the Charter Boat Association meeting about Madison Shahan, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary, apparently is true. Reuters News reported it yesterday that she's leaving to go work in Department of Homeland Security. Your thoughts on her early departure after really just kind of getting here?
Well, Don, look, let's start off by saying she came in with a big question mark, and she seems to have done a fairly good job. I mean, she's kind of restoring the access back to the department. She, you know, it's just like, you know, prior administrations, you had to have permission from three levels of legal and administrative just to talk to anybody there. But, you know, they're more of an open department now. But we also knew that, you know, I mean, I think everybody knew that when she came along, it was viewed as a stepping stone, so to speak, to bigger and better things for her. So, yeah, it came as a, you know, I mean, happening this soon, we probably wasn't looking for it, but it happened. And hey, good luck to her in her future adventures. I can't say she's done a bad job here by any means.
Well, she's going to do an important job with in the Office of Immigration at Department of Homeland Security. So congratulations to her and best wishes. Now we start for the search for either an interim or a permanent replacement, and we'll see who that turns out to be. Darryl, we got a little bit of break in all that wind that had been blowing last week and yesterday, second half of yesterday, and looks like today. What would you suggest somebody going to fish Grand Isle? Where would they go? What would they try? What do they need to bring?
Well, you know, Don, everything's still a little bit stirred up right now. I mean, you've got a big tide range that's helping to spread around the dirty water. And, you know, you're going to have an incoming tide all day. So, number one, don't leave early. Let's wait and see if we get a little bit of cleaner water in, and of course a little warmer water. The water dropped back down into the 50s, so you know it's always warmer water creates for more active fish. Now, you know, you're starting on a dead low tide, so you know maybe redfish would be your better thing to start off with. You catch the mouth of those drains, they're going to start filling back up. The redfish are going to be in the deeper holes outside of them waiting for that water to come back up. And as it does, they're going to start getting into your ponds and into the crevasses and so forth that all lead into them, because that's where your bait's going to be. So that's where I would start. And, of course, I'd have some dead shrimp on the boat or you know, at least some market bait to where you can start looking for the sheephead if that doesn't pan out. And, you know, get on top of those oyster beds and anywhere there's a structure. We've got several trips coming up, and trust me, I've got sheephead on their mind as the backup plan just in case.
Gotcha. Darryl, somebody wants to get in touch with you and look at the calendar, try to get on for the springtime run. Tell them how to get you.
Well, Don, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me on RealScreamers.com. Or they can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288. And if you've got a few minutes, Don, I can tell you I am not a duck hunter. But that first hour of your show had me glued to the phone, listening to it on your stream, because it was a very informative, very interesting show. I could have done another hour of it.
Well, when you get two guys that are passionate and knowledgeable like Paul and David, that's what the end product is. And thank you for that compliment. Great seeing you at the Charter Boat Association meeting and all the guys there. And by the way, you have done an awful lot for that organization and getting it off the ground and getting it where it is today.
Well, thank you.
Darryl, we'll catch up with you next week, my friend. Catch a few.
Oh, we're going to, Don, the boat hits the water this week.
Good
so
news.
It's fixed. It hits the water.
Good news. All right, we'll see you next week. Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.